The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV football won its eighth game of the season this weekend when they beat the Wyoming Cowboys 34-14, giving them their most season wins in 23 years. And with two games to play, the Rebels are 8-2 on the year. So is Air Force, though, where they'll play on Saturday in a battle for first place in the Mountain West Conference. All smiles and cigars again in the Raiders locker room following last night's 16-12 win over the New York Jets on Sunday Night Football. The Silver and Black are now 2-0 under interim head coach Antonio Pierce and 5-5 overall on the season. Next up, the Miami Dolphins in Florida on Sunday. The Golden Knights will be honored at the White House today. The reigning Stanley Cup champions begin a five-game road trip in Washington tomorrow.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives at conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting space, restaurants, and event and gaming space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, a cocktail social, a holiday feast, or a company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer. Rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool, and unlimited food and drinks. If you'd like to get a free gift and invites to special events at the Atomo Restaurant, the Comedy Club, or Chef Joel's Chop House, all you have to do is text WAR to 26786. Text WAR to 26786 right now.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
On Facebook, I saw someone posted...
It's going to turn you into a zombie.
Created by the government.
They're going to plant a chip into your body.
It's the mark of the beast.
This is fake.
Misinformation is just about as bad as the pandemic itself.
Misinformation is easy. You don't see the harm it does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Stop the spread of misinformation.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and in cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Finlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Spaghetti Bowl incident right now. The accident is on 95 southbound, right where it meets up with I-15, and that has taken up the right lane on the transition ramp there, just before the transition ramp there. 95 southbound at 15, stay to the left two lanes. Northwest injury accident at Cheyenne and Rancho, also one on the east side of Charleston and Nellis. Moving along safely, though, on 95 and... or make that to I-15 as well as 215. Mostly sunny and cool today. Light breezes. Highs that barely get over the 70-degree mark by afternoon. It's 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local for a Monday. Good to have you with us. It's the Monday after the Tuesday. A tough night for Republicans, a tough night for the Right to Life crowd. And joining us now, Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life, who joins us. How bad was it in Ohio on Tuesday night?
Well, it was bad. It was bad. They had an amendment, a constitutional question amendment on their ballot that was basically providing abortion as a fundamental right, you know, at the same level as something like freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press. And Ohio, which is considered a very pro-life state, they fell for it. And unfortunately it passed, I think it was by, 55% maybe, voted in favor of it.
Wow.
I'm gonna get the exact number, but what's so upsetting is that once again, we were outspent, and, the commercials, the TV and radio and digital ads were outgunned by about 3-1. I've seen figures that they spent close to $67 million to buy this abortion amendment and put it into the Constitution in Ohio. It's devastating. It's hard. It's hard to wake up on Wednesday and figure out how do we fight such massive amounts of money? And by the way, Kevin, Governor Pritzker of Illinois has already promised to devote $1 million to get this on the ballot. And I'm sure there's more money to come to make sure in Nevada to make sure that it passes.
Are you ready to wave the white flag of surrender?
Hell no. No. This is a time for us to gather the forces, and it's time for us, you know, it's a big gut check. I think that for 50 years, the pro-life movement spoke to itself, and that was fine because our goal was different. Our goal was to cause Roe to fall, you know, and the Dobbs decision, I think all of us kind of let off the gas thinking we'd done our job. Now, I don't know that was the case in Nevada because, like we've discussed before, when Dobbs came down, it didn't change anything in Nevada. But, it's time for us now to start having conversations with people outside of our silos, you know, and quite honestly, women who are not, you know, living, breathing the pro-life movement, they can very much get scared by the amount of fear that pro-abortion folks send their way. You know, we saw it in Nevada. We saw it in the last election. You know, at the assembly members and the senators, the candidates that were running down in Vegas, they got millions of dollars. Adam Laxalt got millions of dollars directed at the message that if you elect these people, they will throw women in jail for getting an abortion, that no woman will ever be able to get care for a miscarriage, which that one just baffles me. I don't know where they came up with that. They were smoking crack. And that all sorts of doom would happen and people would be, you know, wearing those handmaiden outfits, when the reality is in Nevada, a woman can get an abortion for up to 24 weeks for any reason. The only thing she that is required is that a doctor do it, which I think is, you know, pretty reasonable. But that kind of law, that's what they're going after. They're not trying to protect women, but what they want to do is deregulate this industry entirely. Make no mistake, it's an industry. It's a profit center. You figure the very cheapest abortion out there is going to be over $600, and when you multiply that by the number of abortions we're starting to have in Nevada as the numbers go up, this is money. It's not women's rights. It's money.
Again, Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life. A lot of critics are saying that the messaging that we've been using, either as a Republican Party or as the pro-life movement, that our messaging is wrong. What should our messaging be? What is your admonition to candidates out there that are going to have to answer the question about abortion? What is your answer to that?
Well, first of all, I think a majority of people, if you really ask them, they're pro-life. I mean, it's very few people that don't recognize the unborn as a baby, living, breathing baby. And we have to, we have to remember that. We also have to remember, all of us have a pro-life story. For instance, if abortion had been legal when I was born, I could very well not be here because my mother was advanced maternal age, and the doctors at the time said there's a very good chance that she will have profound fetal abnormalities. But abortion wasn't an option. All of us have these stories. We need to start talking about those to humanize the baby. But then we also definitely need to recognize that this is a difficult decision for women. And almost all of them who choose this, they choose it because they were coerced by somebody in their life, whether it's a spouse or a boyfriend or a parent, or as often happens, a volleyball coach or something like that. Or they don't feel like they have the means to do it. It's a loss of hope. So we have to recognize that, and we have to start dealing with that. And then we need to make sure that we keep in place those laws that we have in Nevada that protect the woman considering it, provide her choices, real choices, not just abortion is your only choice. And we need to start making sure that we're talking about this. I think we all need to start looking at what the Democrats are doing, because at the end of the day, they're the extremists. They're the ones that want to push laws that eliminate any protection for the unborn baby, even moments before birth at 9 months gestation. I mean, there will be no limit. If the Democrats have their way, there will be no parental rights and involvement in the abortion decision of a 10, 11, 12-year-old if Democrats continue to have their way. And so our candidates need to start talking about what this really means and show who the extremist is. And we need to not shy away from it, because I think that's the natural impulse, is for the candidates to say, oh, this is really controversial. I can't win this, so I'm just going to duck it. You can't duck it. If you're a Republican, you can't duck this issue. And it's time to own it, but also to do so with compassion and also with speaking the language of people who don't live and breathe the pro-life movement.
Let me ask you, the toughest question of all is, how do we counter the Planned Parenthood buy $66 million? How do we counteract the huge amounts of money that the pro-choice movement is putting into this question?
Well, I've always said it's we've got truth on our side and we need prayers and we'll be able to do it. Well, we need both of those, but we need a lot of money. And this, there's no two ways about it. Money buys TV ads and radio and buys the ability to counter what the 18 to 30-year-old kids are hearing every single day. So it's got to be money. People, pro-life people and people of faith need to open their checkbook because the time is drawing close. We are going to, we're going to get clobbered if we don't have, if we don't have the resources that we need. And, you know, as always, go to NevadaRightToLife.org and there's a donate button. Get on my mailing list because soon there will be a pack that we'll be putting up to try and fight this.
I think that's a great idea. And it's the only way to fight it is with money and doing it, you know, to be outspent the way we were outspent. You know, it's just criminal. And there are people that believe the message that that they're sending. That's what's so sad. People who normally would say we're against abortion, we are for life.
Right.
They're voting for this stuff.
Yeah, even good pro-lifers are getting confused because, you know, here's the thing. We've seen this, you know, every single cycle. There's always questions on the ballot where if you're not like living and breathing the stuff, you're thinking, do I vote yes? Do I vote no? And it's about stuff that you care about. And this is what has happened in Ohio, in Kansas. Good pro-life people, good pro-family people, good people read it and don't understand it. And for whatever reason, it used to be that people, when they didn't understand a question, just automatically voted no. Well, that's not the case anymore. People read the question, and if they don't understand, they just vote yes. And you know, and looking at what the questions on the last several ballot cycles have been, you know, it's yes wins. Yes wins every single time, and it's just bizarre. And make no mistake, Kevin. This is all done for a very specific reason, and that is this is to gin up their least educated voter. So the knucklehead kids at the university, this will just wind their stem, and they're gonna and they will march them right over to the ballot box, saying, "You got to vote yes on this because otherwise you're gonna go to jail for thinking about abortion," which is never the case. Never the case. But they do that. They get the kids all psyched up about this. And they say, while you're, you know, that vote is at the bottom of the ballot. Be sure you vote for D's all the way down. And if you look at the way people have voted like the last two cycles, they voted D all the way down and got to either the marijuana ballot question or the motor voter ballot question. And they voted consistently. So this is just to win elections.
Amazing. Melissa, one more time, how can people help you financially?
Go to NevadaRightToLife.org and there's a donate button. Any amount helps, but the bigger the better, because you know, this is our David and Goliath moment, and I am certainly feeling like David today.
I understand. Keep fighting the good fight, Melissa. We will check in on you from time to time. Thank you so much. I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you, Kevin. You're such an ally. We appreciate you greatly.
There you go. Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life. Stick around. How did we avoid a massive strike on the strip during F1? A guy that was right there, smack dab in the middle of things, Ted Papa George from the Culinary Union, will talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up at the bottom of the hour, or at the top of the hour, rather, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll have a good time trying to contextualize all the craziness that happens over the course of the weekend. And we'll give you an update on all the Jan 6 related insanity with our good friend Julie Kelly.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe.
Many people think all injury lawyers are the same, their experience is the same, and that the outcome of their case will be the same. That's just not true. Hurt in a wreck? Be cautious of which personal injury firm you hire. Look for a law firm with a proven track record of results, like Lerner & Rowe. We've collected billions of dollars for over 150,000 injured people. Hurt in a wreck and need a check?
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your health care needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just days away from the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix. You look at what's going on down on the Strip. It's just incredible. We'll be talking about that. Also, we'll talk about how we avoided a Strip-wide strike. 53,000 might have been on the streets picketing. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Deep debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On consecutive days last week, the Culinary Union put together deals with Caesars, MGM Resorts, and Wynn. How did they go about doing it? Ted Papa George is the secretary treasurer for the Culinary Union. He'll tell me about the 20-hour lengthy negotiating sessions, how it came to be, and how close we came to a major strike during Formula One. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kevin.